awesome.
As bands do.
Yeah!
MFO, you're on the air, caller.
Thank you. Hey, I was just wondering how that last cool song came about.
Oh.
Good question.
Yes. Well, it started with Chris. It started with Chris, but we completely changed it. So, Chris, do you want to say a word about it?
There's probably a couple of people that are listening that recognize the song. It was a version of a High Karate song.
Oh, wow.
And I got permission from the High Karate guys. I'm like,
but it's
hey,
totally
man,
different.
This song rips, and I think this band will do it justice. Are you guys cool with it? They're like, yeah, man, no problem. But then Josephine put her spin on it in the Rabbit's Hole, and the Bun Bun Killer came
out. I like
about.
That. Yeah.
I don't know if you want to talk about the rabbit spin.
Well, the whole thing, Chris brought in this riff. He let me listen to it, and I was like, this is really heavy.
Riff,
this is really
riff.
Driving. Yeah. And so then I completely changed all the lyrics, the melody, to make it our own. I did not want to steal from anybody. So now it became a brand new song. I said, well, listen to this one. If there's anything remotely close in the vocals, tell me, and I will change it. I want it to be completely different. And it was. Everybody agreed in the band. It was two different songs now. So it's really amazing to see. You can take the same riff or the same vocals. You change the band members, and the song becomes completely new. You want that, in my opinion.
Yeah,
you want to change things up.
It has a life of its own. Yeah.
Yes. So it's brand new lyrics, brand new vocal melody. Chris is playing his part, but then Mike brought in his part. Ben brought in his part. It grew and grew and grew. So now it's a different name. It's The Rabbit's Hole, and it's a different concept.
What was the High Karate version called?
It was Swallow Me Whole.
Swallow Me Whole, okay. And
yes.
This is The Rabbit's Hole.
Ken Smith from Nelset wrote those words, and he had a different take on it.
Yeah, it was a different melody.
We, you know, like I said, we cleared it with those guys. It was cool.
And we like those guys. So we're all friends.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, but now it's a different song.
Are you on the track Bone to Pick?
Yes.
We'll play that after we're done talking, okay?
That's a great tune, man.
High Karate.
Yeah, man. That's a great tune, man.
Fantastic.
And it's it was weird. I went out to YouTube the other day, and YouTube censored it.
Wow.
I didn't know
they did that, really.
Yeah, they censored the video, which I thought was weird. And Ken wrote that around the first time we had a lot of social upheaval with a certain president. I don't know who. But I don't know if it was like some of the shots that we put in that video were a little, you know, they showed some of the mob scenes from that time.
Okay.
But they're
Are we talking about something about Sixth?
I don't know. But
does he cheat at golf? Does that guy cheat at golf?
He does cheat at golf as well. But yeah, it was weird. The scenes were taken from news clips, so they, you know,
right.
What the heck? They're
right,
on the news.
Right, yeah. Like, no kidding.
But it's weird. I went out the other day and I'm like, censored?
That's crazy.
Interesting.
That's crazy talk.
And then Mike was in Northern Skulls. So we've all been around for, I've been around for since like 20 years. These guys have been even longer in more bands than me. So Northern Skulls and what other bands?
Yeah, go ahead and mention your other bands, guys. Yeah. Hold on. First of all, so we got JoJo. Drums over here is...
Hey, Mike, how you doing, Brian?
It's Mike.
Yeah.
LaFave.
Yeah, let's introduce everyone first. We got Chris.
Chris Prendergast.
On lead guitar, on bass is Ben.
Ben Bruno.
Ben Killer.
You know why? Whenever we take a picture with Ben, this alter ego comes out, and he's suddenly this nicest guy in the whole wide
world.
Looks
unique.
At the camera and looks like he's careful. Kill your worst enemy. It's awesome. You have to check it out in the pictures.
Well, let's take a... I want to pick a picture with the band after we're done talking.
Sweet.
Okay?
Mike, do you want to talk about your bands?
Has the band got any vinyl coming out?
Ooh, yes. We recorded six new songs with... actually, the songs you heard here, we have them recorded with Richard Marr at Galaxy Studios in Salem. And we're super excited about it. And it mastered really...
New Alliance did the mastering.
Yeah, so we're super excited about it. We're going to...
Thank you, Nick.
...release it. We're thinking of releasing it one song at a time. Let us know what you think about that concept.
Seems like that's the way people are going,
right?
This
way
these days.
Right, so we
want to
try it that way.
Yeah, one song at a time. Yeah. And then, you know what? Then put it all into one album.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
What do you think, friend? Is that a good concept?
Hello, caller?
Caller, we're asking you about our marketing plan.
Just for opinions. Yeah, sure. I'd like to hear your thoughts.
What's your name, caller?
Hank from Hudson.
Represent.
I've been educating Joe.
I've been following that guitarist since his the early days with the Mad Pedestrians.
Nice.
Wow. Good call. Nice. Wow. Old time fan. I've been educating Joe that all music roads in Massachusetts come back to Holy Hudson.
And I see it.
I don't know why.
From Nuno to everybody.
Nice.
It all leads back there.
Is that where you're originally from, Jojo?
No, I'm from Israel originally.
Israel?
Yeah.
No kidding.
That's where I grew up.
No kidding. Yeah. When did you come over here?
Last year of high school, I went to Brookline and Nuts.
Lost the accent. Well, I mean, they must have an accent, right?
It comes out if I'm pissed off or if I've had a glass of wine, it will come out.
You sound like you're from around here.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah. I wouldn't know. Where are the rest of you guys from?
I'm originally from New York. I came out to go to school out here and just hung out afterwards.
We love New York.
I am from Holy Hudson.
Chris is from Hudson. Oh, Ben.
I'm from beautiful Worcester.
Worcester!
Yeah, Wu-Town.
Wormtown.
Worcester!
Thank you, buddy. Hudson Hank, everyone.
Hudson Hank!
Peace!
All right. Hey, thanks for the call, Hank.
Peace out. Look forward to
seeing
you guys the 19th.
Oh, nice. See you then, Fred.
Great. Maybe I'll see you there.
Yes, you should.
It'll be a great show.
Thanks, buddy.
It will be awesome.
Okay. We talked about the album. Go ahead, plug that show again and anything else coming up.
Yeah, November 19th with Sad Plant. We love those guys. It's actually part of Old Murphy's Law. So we love those guys, Ben and Amy, and I don't know the name of the drummer, but it's super cool. And then we have Leftover Crack. I don't know them yet, but I listen to the music. It's super energetic and very punky in your face, like da-na-na-na-na-na, like that stuff, full of energy the whole time.
Kind of hardcore?
I think it's more punk because their voice kind of like Toy Dolls or maybe No Effects a little bit, but then sometimes I heard them throw in like a ska song.
Oh, okay.
Very like Fat Mike, a little bit, but okay. High energy, really fast. It's a man and a woman singing. I can't wait to play with them. It's going to be so fun. Yeah.
Sounds great.
And they're opening for Fear, like I said, which, I mean...
Fear,
I mean,
man.
I love those guys.
Yeah, oh,
unbelievable.
No kidding.
He's still around.
They made history with their Saturday Night Live performance. Halloween, 1981, I believe.
Yeah. It was the anniversary now, just, I think, yesterday or a few days ago.
Well, Halloween.
Last week. Yeah.
Okay. Well,
of that big show with Saturday Night Live.
A 50-year anniversary?
At 43, I think. Yeah.
40 something.
43rd anniversary, I thought. Yeah.
Don't date us that bad.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I didn't see it.
I guess it's a it's an anniversary every Halloween.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's a great story.
And that will be at Alchemy.
Yeah, check that out. They get it all on
Good
YouTube.
Good club.
Yeah.
Alchemy is in Rhode Island, right?
So we were talking about Providence. The Saturday Night Live. Performance of Fear the other
That's
night.
That's what I was just saying.
Yeah, rehearsal,
you can find it all on YouTube.
Yeah, but
I remember watching it live. I mean, I was only 10, but I used to stay up for Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, exactly.
But you remember at the time how like crazy it was, and you watch it now.
Oh, it's a riot, yeah.
And now it looks like just a regular show.
Right? That's what we were laughing at. We're like, they got kicked off for that. I'm like, that looks like a show you'd see like the
I
Monster.
Think there was a lot more going on.
Yeah,
like, the whole studio was kind of a riot, I guess. Yeah.
Good point.
Yeah.
Like we just went to the Idols show at Roadrunner, and I can imagine those guys doing like rowdy stuff like that.
Easily. I mean, the big problem was that they like made an announcement, like, you know, we want some real punks from New York to come down to the studios.
Right.
And I mean, they want like 20 real punks to be in the front of the fair.
Right.
And they got like 200 people. Anyway, maybe there was 1,000. I don't know, but the place is mobbed. They didn't know what the hell they did.
Right. Crazy.
Okay. Yeah. Plug anything away that you guys need to, and you can wrap up your gear. I mean, if we get more callers, I'll let you know.
The only thing I think you guys should know is we're working on the videos for the new music recorded. So if people want to participate in any way, you need to reach out to us. We're very open, very nice people. And we would love to think of a way to incorporate our friends, our family, our fans, whoever.
Is this for
let
a video?
Let us know. We're going to make a video for each one of the new 6 songs.
Okay. And I'd like to join you for one.
Awesome, dude.
Yes.
We'll find something. Let's think of ideas, everybody. And, you know, some of it is crowd interaction. Some of it can be quirky ideas. Who knows? Some of the songs are fun. Some of the songs are dark. Are both.
It sounds like a blast.
Right?
To me,
creative. Yeah. Be creative. Think. Contact us. We want to hear from you.
Right on.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much, guys.
Thank you.
Fantastic performance, everyone. Sonic Bomb.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much, Brian.
Right 91.5
MFO.
Hey, if you want to give us a call, 855-915-9636. Here's some high karate.
WFMO.
We'll be right back. Ready, steady, go, 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 let's go! We're the underdogs in the streets. science is running amok. Have I been hit by a truck? When my tongue lay inside his lip, felt like a time in the womb. And I woke up with a headache and split my skull alone in the room. I got out in the hall with my head pressed between my knees, under the bed with my teeth sunk into my own. Lust turns to anger, a kiss to a slug, something was sticking. Shag rug, look at the times. Remember the way he groaned and moved with an animal skin. I rubbed my face in the sweat that ran down his chest. It was all very run of the mill. Well, I noticed his suit started to change somehow. His face went berserk and the veins blown dry. Wow.
We'll be right back.
Be back in a little bit. I'm gonna do the Boston Groupie News Report a little bit late, maybe like 15 minutes from now. Keep listening. We're 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Vicious. You want me to hit you with a stick? Yeah. night. Sweet Josephine, she's the queen of Clapham. Every night she goes out with men to trap them in her net. Oh, Lexus, good night. Sweet Josephine, there's no one else quite like you. If Josephine could, she'd give you her blood. I know that she would love to. Good night, sweet Josephine. Good night, sweet Josephine. Good night, sweet Josephine. We love you. Good night, sweet Josephine. We love you to distraction. Whatever she does, the police will take no action. They're all in love with Josephine. And it's right that Josephine should do it just as she pleases. And whether or not you like what she's got, she's guaranteed not to fail you. Good night, sweet Josephine. Yeah.
Thank you very much. We're just trying to warm up a little bit, see what happens.
Thank you, Jimmy. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. It's a crash course for the Reaver Show. Got about 15 minutes left in the show. Thank you very much, Josephine and crew. Sonic Bomb today. Great performance. Started the whole show with some Stooges, Funhouse. We had Josephine with Sonic Bomb, her song Sonic Bomb. Of course, Sonic Bomb Live. We played AC/DC. If you want blood, you got it. From Highway to Hell. High Karate with Bone to Pick. We had Eddie Emerson, Alachua County Jail. MC5, Kick Out the Jams, Mother Effers. Josephine with Momentum. Pretenders Up the Neck Live. The Sillies in there. No Big Deal. Lou Reed with Vicious, Velvet Underground, Cool It Down, and Head Held High. Yardbirds, Good Night, Sweet Josephine. And Hendrix live at Berkeley. Show 2. Hey, Joe. Hey, Jojo. It's Boston Groupie News Report time. Oh, hey, a big hello to Dave Tree, I heard, is listening. And yes, let's schedule something for Tree to come in and do a live performance. Schedule for something sooner than later, I hope. Boston Groupie News Report. Don't give us your bad retort. That's where I go to bostongroupienews.com. Tell you what's happening tonight. Later. Maybe a little further out. The Pissed, Grip Bite, Neighborhood Schnit, Troll Milk. Oh, that started at 1 p.m. Matinee all ages at the Middle East. It's going on right now. Starting in 13 minutes is a matinee for all ages. It's Hicks Given at the Midway. Oh, okay, so right after that, they're just finishing up what I just told you about. And right afterwards, yes, catch my good friend Richard Mursky with a Hicks Given at the Midway with Black Clouds, Hicks, Freeloader, and Strange Men. There's also a charity show for Marblehead, CPAC, with Deer Tick, and Other Brother Daryl at Abbott Hall in Marblehead. 7 to 11 tonight. Thursday, Linnea's Garden celebrate the release of their new EP. Looking forward to the moment. Also on the bill, the Ghouls, Catwolf, and Good Karma. That's a Deep Cuts in Medford. Thursday. Friday, Rum Bar Records. They present Rums Given with Vibeek Zogstad. That's a genuine power pop from Norway featuring Ken Fox from the Fleshtones on bass. It's the only area appearance. Get to it next Friday. Also on the bill, Shanghai Lows, Muck in the Myers. It's at Sally O'Brien's next Friday. Next Friday. It's a Rum Bar Records, Rums Given. Also Friday, the Rumors, the Downhalls, and Yes Nanny with their debut show at Kodo in Salem. I'm sure I'll remind you again, but next Saturday is Bootleg Dan presents Downhole Halls as well with Midnight Creeps and the McGonks at Buttonwoods Brewery, Cranston, Rhode Island. And there's a Facebook page there to check out. For all this and more, go to bostongroupienews.com. Say hello to Blowfish and Miss Lynn. If you don't, it's a big sin.
I don't want to be clean and pure. That would be a lie for fucking sure. Am I righteous? Am I doing the right shit? Wiping high touch surfaces. Riding on hot horses. I don't like it. But am I doing it right, kid? And lose my fucking shit tomorrow. But I gotta be righteous. I don't wanna be good no more. Shut my mouth and follow patriarchal law. I just gotta trust science.
We'll be right back. the fastest gun in town. And it was just a matter of time before some kid in his prime was gonna lay him in the ground. But he just laughed and said it'd take a lot of lead to kill the fastest gun in town. When we was drinking in the old saloon, and he would buy the drinks and I'd pour mine in the sink. And one day when he turned around, I put a hole in his head, you know, I shot him dead. I killed the fastest gun in town. Yeah, you heard what I said, I shot him dead. Now I'm the fastest gun in town.
WMFO in Medford. Crash Course for the Reavers. That was Freeloader. I love that band. In fact, if I had my own car here, that's where I'd be heading to right now, because there's a great show starting Hicksgiving going on at the Midway featuring Freeloader, Hicks, and others. That's where I would shoot to right now if I could. If I could, I know I would. Last half hour we heard. Last 20 minutes. I told you everything before that. Not even 20 minutes. How come that didn't come up though? We heard Linnea's Garden with Normal. I guess that's all I played after Boston Groupie News, because it ran late. But, yeah, I'll be back next week, 1 p.m. Please catch us every week, every Saturday, 1 p.m. 91.5 WMFO Medford. I'm not sure who's up next, but I'm sure there'll be good music coming up anyways. Until next time, see ya!
Someday a friend may offer you a chance to visit the other side of a dream. Your ticket is a little packet of white powder called heroin. But every packet of heroin is different. You don't know what's getting into you.